Liberty.
Gee, it's high up here. You can see all the way over New York.
Stepping over Staten Island, Governor's Island, and all the way out to the ocean.
Oh, I gotta send Ma a postcard and tell her all about it. Hey, look out.
Pardonnez-moi.
Oh, that's all right. It looks like a foreigner.
My name is Jean. I am an immigrant from Marseille. I speak no English. What are these people saying? I wish I knew what they were saying.
See, Madge? Do you see? There. That's Staten Island. And the other one, I think that's Ellis Island.
Did she say Ellis Island? I know that island. I had just come from there. My first sight of the New World was this statue, rising up out of the mist. So tall, so proud. That, they told me, is the Statue of Liberty, keeping watch over America.
Oh, it's so high up here.
And it ain't as high as Empire State, I bet you.
Statue of Liberty was sculpted by Frederick Augustus Bartholdi. Sent to America in 1877, the presence from the people of France.
Did he say France? My country, France?
From the foundation of the torch, it's 5 feet 6 inches. The figure itself, from heel to head, is 111 feet 6 inches. The head from ear to ear is 10 feet, and the width of the mouth is 3 feet.
Some gal.
Closing time. I guess that's all for today, folks. Step this way, please. This way to the exit now. Step along, folks. Closing time.
I cannot go. I do not know where to go. I'm afraid. Afraid of those gleaming lights and people, unfamiliar streets and eyes watching me. I will hide here for a while, for tonight, with this lady, Liberty. She came from my country. She was an immigrant, too.
Oh, no!
They have gone. They did not see me. I am not afraid now, appearing in night, looking up at this lady's face. This river noise is soft and far off. The city breathes. Lying against this sculptured fold, I seem to feel the statue breathing, too. Oh, my mind plays tricks. I have come a long way, and I am tired, very tired. In the light of this rising moon, the face of the statue there above me seems to be smiling.
I am smiling.
Now I think I hear her speaking.
I am speaking. I am speaking to you.
You speak my language?
I speak the language of all men. No matter how difficult the tongue, no matter how far away the place, when I speak, men understand me and I understand what they are saying.
I am from France. I only arrived today.
France. Yes, I remember France. It has been a long time and a lot has happened. So many years I have been standing here, eyes turned toward Europe, holding high this torch of freedom I carry. Through the whirlwinds of tyranny, the hours of icy doubt, and the black rains of death, I have not let the light go out. And I will not.
In France now the light is out. In all Europe the light has gone out. I tell you, lady, there is no place for you on the continent. They have made you illegal. Go anywhere you like. The orders are to arrest you and shoot you on sight.
Sure, man. You think this is the first time I have been kicked around, spat on, forbidden? It doesn't bother me anymore. I'm old, Frenchman. Old as time, I guess. But men have always found me beautiful and young and worth dying for. There are men fighting for me now. Men all over the world with my name on their lips. They will bring my light back to Europe again. To all the hearts of all the world again.
My heart broke when my country fell.
What fell was not your country, Jean. A handful of dried bones, a column of dust, a structure of straw. That has fallen. But that is not your country, Jean. Not those men in whom faith has withered away to a dead blossom of treachery. In France, everywhere in Europe, the people are waiting. And I am there beside them, talking to them, comforting, telling them to remain alert for the time when they shall fight for me again. For I do not leave those who love me.
In this land you guard, you can speak easily. When you fight, it is for a freedom you have already. In this land, words are easy, and freedom is an easy thing.
Do you think it is ever easy, this freedom? This freedom we have fought for, paid for in bitter coins. I stand here as a symbol in this harbor. But before they made a monument of me, oh, long before that, I argued in courthouses, starved at Valley Forge, was flogged with the slaves, was torn apart by civil strife, was shouted at, hissed, I hid in secret places, was killed by the bullets of assassins, was lynched, discriminated against, misused. Oh, no, it has not been easy here, this freedom. Nor can they ever really make a monument of me, seal me in stone, isolate me on an official pedestal. I am for all men to love as a living thing. All men are created equal, the old one said. And until this is true, throughout the earth, I and those who love me shall not rest or be silent.
If I could only hope, but I dare not hope. Tonight, I come to you afraid. Do you know what it is to fear? When will men speak to one another again, casually, without suspicion? When will children look up at plains overhead and not be taught to run for shelter? When will the cities of the world be free again?
All this will be sooner than you think. Once a poet said about me, only when all life and all the souls of men and women are discharged from every part of the earth, then only shall the instinct of liberty be discharged from the earth. Come up higher and stand here beside me. Can you see with my eyes what I see?
Oh, beautiful, forfeited dream that sees beyond the years.
Yes, all of America and the people in it. In all that nation, is there a place for me?
It has been built by those like you who came here. From what the tyrants rejected, we have built a joyous nation, flinging its great towers into the sky, raising a race who will defend the rights of man against the wrongs of any man. In the continent there before you, the fields yield up their abundance, the earth pours out its oil and ore. From 1,000 factories come silver-winged ships, and from 1,000 smelters, the flame soars high, everywhere, everywhere, with all the wealth of her, all the might of her. America rises at last, vital and strong, no longer young. Instead, the mother of nations, to make all men free. And the poet's words we send to you, Czechs and Austrians, clenching impotent fists behind you while your other arm gives servile salute. To you, Jews, scattered over the earth, your children starved, your property stolen. To you, Spaniards, your noble hearts imprisoned in a shell of temporary iron. And to you, Italians, shedding futile blood for a cause certainly lost. To you, Germans, your poets in prisons, fighters underground and exiled. And to you, Frenchmen, betrayed by puppets weary of war. And to you, Chinese, your great rivers running red with heroic blood. To you, Russians, waiting a command by a snowy cliff. And to you, Englishmen, standing with erect heads among your ruined cities, knowing no defeat. To you, world, bewildered, torn apart by doubt, the message comes. Only when all life and all the souls of men and women are discharged from the earth, then only shall liberty be discharged from the earth.
And the Star-Spangled Banner in triumph shall wave for the land of the free.